Okay, so I'm just going back to the Iker Din of Kol Gagas. It's Mizbar in the first Mishnah, even though I'm already teaching already in the next Sugya Gaga Boilet. But this Sugya is going to come back. The Iker Sugya of Kol Gagas, Tzadi Amud Beis, Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph, and over there will be Mizbar a lot more, but just Pateras Hagdama. Some of the basic ideas over here. Okay, so we have in the Mishnah that there are three shittas in the Mishnah. Is there a mayor? The Kol Gagas here is just achas. Uvachli agagavoy yud. I know what the mayor and Rabbi Yitzchak speaks out in the mayor. The divrei Amr Yehuda. I mean, kishatim tzoloimar. The divrei a mayor. Gagan shus laatzman. Chater shus laatzman. Karfifius shus laatzman. That Rameyer holds that there's an iser to take from a gag to a chotzer, from a chotzer to a karfif, from a karfif to a chotzer, and just each one by itself is mutter. Chachamim or mat don't and from gag to gag it's kvar yud namuch yud. Chachamim don't have that iser. The chachamim seem to have a different setup. That their makel from gag to chotzer, from gag to karfif, the aser only one case chotzer to karfif. Fine. Gagin the rabbanon kabat mashvulu adi chiluk shomata v'machotzer sharav machotzer sharav mitatlin v'magag lechotzer sharav mitatlin, and the only thing which is aser is chotzer is I think chatzir karfif. Have mechatzir karfif. You'll dechag gavra also. And then there's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says everything is vulter. The only thing which also is clay batim. And Rashi says therefore the only din erev v'lesser Reb Shimon erev chatzir is elmashum heta clay bayis. So Rashi shita and Reb Shimon is mavur from daf chav gimel and beis mavur from tzadi alpha and alpha. Also is that this iser that Reb Shimon does have mibayis lechatzir mibayis. Klei batim to a gag and klei batim to a karfif. Rashi's mavur that's even b'chad gavra. Rashi and daf chagim on the base for the shittas of Shimon is that the iser is even b'chad gavra. The last Rashi and chagim on the base he says k'dinam Shimon oimer echad chaterus vechad karfifios the talit mizal zakim shoshavus b'sochem afilo hein shal baylam hari aval loy lakim shoshavus b'sochem b'ayis v'etzin l'chater also l'etzin l'chater karfif l'gag l'bayis v'kavish shtei yoshav afilo d'chad gavra. Now, why is Rashi saying that? Because the Chayra, the Pashtus, is whatever Shimon Aser is in Kli Batim, is what Rameyer Asered even without Kli Batim, even Kli Chotzer, and to each other is Aser. And that's Mavur in the Gemara, L'Chayra, Kipshutai. That's Mavur in the Gemara, Daf Chavdal and Amalaf, in that Sugya. Then he took a one Chotzer that belonged to one person, Kipshutai, and then you were Zireya part of it, and you turned it into you made Ois Chotzer, you turned it into a Karfif. And now the Gemara says that it's also one from the other. It's parts to Mokum Asaloi, whatever. So the Mavur that it's Chad Gavra. And it's Mavur that it's also. So Rashi's saying, who then Rabbi Shimon is like that. Oh. Now, the Magen Avraham, the first Magen Avraham, in Shinayin Beis, and this Gemara, and this Din of Kol Gagas, Magen Avraham's Medayik from the Rambam, not like Rashi. We're going to Ramaz Bedayik from Shin Ayin. Yesterday, I was looking up on the answers of Daf. Where is this? That, Shin Ayin Beis. Yeah, it was a total different Shin Ayin. So I was like, okay. So he says, Varambam, Shin Ayin Beis of Katan Aleph, Varambam, Per Gimel Me'er Ben Kosav. That called we pass on Rav Shimon and he says Kol Gagas v'chatzeris v'karfifius Rosh Hashanah. So v'lo l'kim shoshavus b'sechah bayis. Ela im kein irvu. Unless you make an erv, that means that if you have a bunch of batim and they make an erv together, now you could take from the klei batim to that chatzer, to that karfif, and to that gag. So v'zakta magenum irvu is not better than chagavra. Irvu was the same as chagavra. So shteid in Rambam mefurish l'chayra. That he argues on Rashi, and he says, Shitas Reb Shimon is only when there's two people involved. Chad Gavra is not Asr. It's a little Isra Chad Gavra to take his clay batim to a karfif or to a chatzit. It's only, you need two people. The MS, this is already Shittas Mitzvah, says Mefurish like that, over there on the Gemara Chav Gimel Amud Beis. And he says, also, he brings them, they're all like that. Beferish, and Sadiyalf, back and forth also, but he deals with such a tzad like that also. That it's only Asr, it's only Asr when it's two people. So the Gan Yankif on Tzadi Aleph, the Gan Yankif asks Akasha. The Gan Yankif asks that Lirashi, and he brings this out. The Gan Yankif spells out this machlokes in Tzadi Aleph, this machlokes in Rashi and the Ritva. That according to Rashi, the whole list of Rav Shimon is even Bechad Gavra. And according to the Ritva, it's, you need two people. And Frank the Gan Yankif, I don't understand Rashi. And that's in Rashi. Where would this Isser come from? Umistavra karitva. Dacha. Why? Da kulu takanta de ruve chatseres mishum shinui bailimu. Di mapik mishuzel. Mishuzel. Oi, mishuzel yachel. Mishuzel vim asi lafuki mishuzel jam. The whole air of chatseres is geboit on shinui bailim. So I'm kaveya my place. You're kaveya your place. And there's a shinu bailim here, and to take from one bailim to another bailim, that's all parsha of chateres. And the function of an erev is to make it one. So memelo the grace sugya of shinu bailim. So he says, I understand that this could be a hemshich of that sugya according to the ritva also. So shinu bailim. Until now, we thought maybe it was only me bais labais, maybe bais lachotzer. But now you see, even where you don't have so much dira, but you have from a bias to a karfif, so that's a chiddush, that's, even though he's not living in his bias, he's in his karfif. Okay, but then you could hear it. According to Rav Shimon also, so I mean, taking from my bias to someone else's karfif, someone else's gag, is also included in the Isra of Erev Chatzeres. So that's herech. Omnam l'shitas Rashi, frek de goyin yankiv, avo b'chad gavra v'chavayu v'shus hayochid, u'mishum de b'hai mishtamish todir v'hai lo mishtamish lo tiknu. Where did this come from? You find the Groysa Shemaim was very besimcha when Shlomo HaMelech was taking Erevin. They weren't besimcha at this? Where did this come from? It's a nutakana, so it should have been besimcha. What happened? Erevin the tikin a bailam chogim avar achag avar mitikin b'chitei m'shtei takana sabu v'hod a karfif for Rabbanan b'asar Shlomo heicha ashkechon. This is going Yankov's kasha, that this whole concept of Rashi Chad Gavra is a very modern concept, and where did it come from? He doesn't blame it on the Rambam. He just says the Ritva. But Magen Avraham says it's the Rambam also. So, Bemis, I wanted to go back a step, understand a little bit the Erev, what he says over here, because he's saying that Erev Chatzeres is move on, that it's geboit on Shinui Diurin, and Mimeli understands why Shinui Bailam, and he understands why Shinui Bailam should be the Yisrael of Kalgagas also, and it's a Hemshech. But let's go back into the Etzem Takon of Erev Chatzeres, and let's see if that's so posh. Maybe we'll Chorish come out Pung Faker from Mugan Yankov. Let's see. So the emes is that the Achrenim Shtelavek is that in the Etzem Takana of Erev Chatzeres, this is Machalik Yostin Rashi in the Rambam. He spells it out Mamish before Shin Avni Mezer in Shin Aleph. He like Mamish spells it out. It's like, he spells it out. It's hard to find someone that spells it out. What? Be'alacha. It doesn't say the machlokes. It's kind of just. In Shin'ayin? Yeah, but I think it just goes in Rambam. Forget it. I thought his Rashi doesn't have machlokes so much. Because he says, forget it. He brings a raya from Rashi to the Rambam. If he had his machlokes. Anyway, so the Rashi's mavur in a few places. Rashi's mavur that the ikar takana shlomo, the ikar takana of Erev Chatzeres was mirshus l'rishus. That even this is any time that there's shinu rishus from mirshus l'rishus, that the asard alts being mitzi, because if you're allowed to be mitzi from one rishus to the other, you end up being mitzi mirshus yachad rishus rab. He says, he brings a Rashi in Davov in Shabbos, that says mipnei shabayis mechen zabel avachatzer rishus kulam v'nimtza moitzim rishus l'rishus af al pi shestein rishus hayachid. As the focus is that they're both rishus hayachids, but there's a difference because this is mine and this is mishutif. So mela that highlights the difference, and mela it's called moitzim rishus rishus. Lasu siagla toira laharchik shal yotzim rishus yachid l'rishus rab. Rashi l'chora is also like your beis amid beis. The Rashi says very clear. Rashi says. The point is, don't take even from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid. Gzeira, you'll take from Rishus Yachid to somewhere, to Rishus Rab. Rashi's mavur that the Ikar Takana was Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid, and Ki'ilu, that there's a Ha'ara on Rashi, that Rashi is bothered. Well, Chatz is not so much Rishus Hashos because it's only Rishus Achim Meshutef Imai. And then Rashi says, okay, but Lemaisa, meaning to say, I'm not taking away from my Rishus because I also have Rishus in the Chatz, but since he's Meshutef in it, that's enough to make it that there's Rishus Lashus. But according to Rashi, Mibayis Labayis is even more so because it's from one Rishus to the other Rishus. It's even clearer that it's Rishus Lashus, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, the Ikar Takana is Rishus Lashus. And included in that is extension Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rab to Chatzar, because it's also, you see the Rishus Chaveira there. And this is the Ikar Takana according to Rashi. The Rambam is pretty mavur in Parak Aleph in Hilchos Eruvin that the Ikar Takana was that they made a Chatzar, they donned that a place which is a private place is a Rishus Yachid, and the public place is Rishus Rabim. A chatzah is like Rishus Rabim. It's like being moitzim Rishus Yachid Rishus Rabim. For Ad Kedei Kach, like the Bir Halacha that was mentioned before, Shin Ayin Gimel, he declares, maybe in the Rambam, Bayis L'Bayis should be Mutter Gar, because you don't see Rishus Rabim over there. Avin Yez asks this kasha also, that according to the Rambam, where's that? Now, in the Etzim Zach, by the way, it's interesting, the Rashba, so I borrowed your kovitz, but should remember because it's underlined. But anyway, in the Rashban Avodas HaKodesh, he says like the Rambam's Lashon. I'm going to find it now. Okay, I underlined it. Anyway, but he says like the Rambam's Lashon that they were, that the Ikar Takana was to Dan, to look at it like there's a Shishyach and a Shisharabim over here. The Rambam, in that point, the Rashban's like the Rambam. Now, it's very interesting, an interesting point to point out is, it would be geshmak, something else, derech agav, is that we had last man, a shmuz, what happens if, it's again the Rashi and Kuflamba number B's that comes up now, and for Seder Rashi says to look over there, so what happens if you took a kli chotzer, you took a kli bayis beheter, you wore it, and you took it to someone else's chotzer? So you wouldn't be allowed to take your klibas to that chatzar, but you took it to that chatzar. Once it's in the chatzar, it's an issa to metatel at dal ramas. So Rashi says it's mutter. And the Bialocha and other achrayim are medayik from other rishonim that it's also in the list of the rishonim that say it's also, you know that there's a Rambam and the Rashba. So be very geshmak, because a chatzar that you're not ma'uriv with, the gufa dan the kilo to Rishus Rabim. So chilek of dan and kilo to Rishus is that once it's there, it's also metatel. It's being mechazik the gzer auto that to dana like a shram klavik klebatim klavik klebatim we dana like a shram. I mean some of the if it's like a shram it's shasra havar. So I'm saying klavik klebatim once it's there we dana like a shram. So you have to treat this place just like you weren't allowed to bring it here for the same reason you're not allowed to bring it here. You're not allowed to metalplate here. Right, Rabbi Kiviger says it's far 100%.
Rabbi Kiviger is in the guy's own chazer.
Rabbi Kiviger's Isser would be Usser if you took it to someone else's bias. That's where Nafka Mina would be. If you took it to someone else's bias. According to Rabbi Kiviger, would be Usser. According to this, would be Mutter.
Rabbi Kiviger is because the Dada, you're going Mirish
Shalosh,
it's bias. It's his bias.
No, because Rabbi Kiviger's Mashma, then it's continuing the. You're doing Vait Daitza. It's not so much that Kaisel's far. He's saying that alone, that it's not allowed to be there, you're being Marchik and more from your Rishos. That's what he says it. I think that's what he says it. But Avnoizer says the Mais is also in the bias. But Ebenezer says that after you finish, if you brought a sack in Beheter to from your bias, Shavis in your bias, and you brought it to someone else's bias, you're allowed to carry it to someone else's bias. But after the bris, you forget Chasson Kiss, you're not allowed to move it down in the bias. because it's already klishes off in that bias. You can't move it in this bias. So anyway, okay, that would be gishmak. But lemaisa, you have this problem. You have this problem that where did bias? As far as being moitzi from that bias, because it's continuously being shoivis in the bias. So when you, it's like you're chepering with the shvisa from the bias. The kli bias has a shame. It's like it belongs.
There's no chashivas that this place is hard from that place.
It's all one down. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So the Avni Nezer has this problem. So according to the Rambam, what's the Isra Mibayis Labayis? So Avni Nezer wants to say, no, Lailam, really, don't get carried away. And really, the Rambam means like Rashi. And that the Ikra is Meshus Rashus. But what he needed this whole Rashus Rabim thing for is to Bavarn Rashi's problem. Rashi had a problem that it's not really being Moitzi Meshus Rashus. Fakir, the Rashus Rabim is not so much being Moitzi Meshus Rashus because you have a Shlita in it also. And then the Rambam came out to a new Svar of that it's done with Rashus Rabim. But Betzim, he holds like Rashi's Svar. If you look at the Rambam, Perek Aleph and Hilchos Aron, it does not mashma like that. Bechlal, like I'm not sure exactly where he's coming from. In the Rashban of Avodas HaKodesh, you could say that because the Rashban of Avodas HaKodesh Taka says the Rambam's lashon, and they may look from one place. In another place, he says that the Isser is to be waits to be bais bais for kol shekei bais lechotzer. No, vafilo v'yesra kein right loyoid. So that's Taka like mashma like Rashi. So for that, maybe you could use Avni Nezer a little bit more, that he needed a Bavarn, what's a Svarta Aser, Rishram, but to put it into the Rambam is a little bit shver. So the Tosis Yom Tif, the Bir Alocha says the Ayin in the Tosis Yom Tif, that says there's an Ismi Bais Labais, but Tosis Yom Tif, in the beginning of Chaloin, because he's asking in the beginning of Chaloin, what's the problem to take from one Chatzah to the other Chatzah, according to the Rambam? So, it's from one Rishus to the other. So, the Tosis Yom Tov says that the Isra Mibayis Labayis in the Rambam was taka takana mu'ucheres. Was taka a later takana. So what was that takana? Mibayis Labayis. That you see this. That was a new takana. What was the purpose of the gzera? Oh, someone's there.
And Chatzir also has an issue.
Well?
And Chatzir also has an issue.
Not
just the bias that has the...
Well,
yeah.
With clay batin. Chatzir to chatzir, clay chatzir is mutter. So, okay, so I wanted to understand, like you're saying, Shtickle, what's the... Where do you find this thing? Like, you made up this new gzera that he made up this new idea that in the Rambam there's another takana, mibayis labayis. So, could be that this is the Sharish HaDavar. And that according to the Rambam, the Ikar Takana of Erev Chatzeris was Alta Tachatzah Rosh HaSarab Kilu, and this is Rosh HaSiyachid, and taken from Rosh HaSarab. There was a new Takana of Bais L'Bais that means that they came and were Machalik Mikoyach of the Diurin. And they came and said, is that one person's rishus, another person's rishus is also a place, is also asr. This karech mibayis labayis is asr. So, where is that takana? Could be that is gufa, the whole inyan of kolgadis, according to the Rambam. Is gufa the isr mibayis, is gufa this added takana? That's where he's getting it from. There's an inyan that the rishus bias is mechulik, mikoyach, the bailin. And the Mela, it's also to take Mikli Bais Labais. The Machlikis over here, Shimon, Rameir, and everyone else, is how far did that go? You know, Shimon held that the only thing that Chazal asserted in that Takana was Koyach to see a deer and a bias. So the deer in the bias is Machulik from the other deer in the bias, obviously. But it's and the deer in the bias is also included. The side was that they gave a special teres rishus to the deer in the bias, and mamela we see a chilip between the deer in the bias and someone else's rishus because you're here, and if you're going into someone else's rishus, it's a chilip in other rishus. So mamela take from the bias to the gag and bias to the karfif is included in that gzera. But for that avada, it's only mikayach that there's two different bialim over here. That's what's mechalik it out. So the Rambam held that the yisod of the takana is geboit on this. That's his separate bialim, and memela the whole Reb Shimon requires that it's that the chiluk is coming mikayach the bialim. So, and that was goof of the new takana. Whereas in Rashi, that Rashi held that the yisoid of the whole Erev Chatzeres, we're not focusing so much the diur in Shabbat. We're focusing that any rishos is chaluk. So any rishos is chaluk. So memela, there's a new machlokes here b'yisoid between these tanoim. That what does it take to mechalak rishuyas? In that ikar takana that we see a chiluk rishuyas, the Chazal asked her to take from one rishos to the other because you may come to take from rishos yam to rishos yachid. So in that ikar takana of taking from one rishos to the other, so avad is included from bayis to chotzer, avad is included from bayis to bayis, and now there's machoikas that is included in that. But the mechalik is not coming mekarech the diurin. It's coming the etzem shem rishus. It's mechalik.
Just to think, the Rambam, why can he understand the new takana like Rashi?
Because why is it that what?
That the chilik is the hashtamshus.
We're building out. We're building out a new takana in bayis lebayis, which is b'yisoid to come to mechalik, because in bayis lebayis is much more mistaber to see that the chilk is coming out from the diurin. So now we'll see that in a minute. I'm going to carve the Rambam a little more in a minute, but the ikur bin bayis lebayis zichur mikarech the diurin. So the and in Rashi,
the mechalik are the diurin and the hashtamshes. If you Rashi sing, it's also second takana.
In Rashi, it's all one thing. It's a hemshech from Rishus Lishus and Rambam. We don't see that significance. So when they came to say that the chiluk bias the bias, the story that they were highlighting was the chiluk in I'm clear not clear, but this the Rambam had a new takana of diurin. But we'll see in a minute. I won't get to that point. Rashi in Shabbos and Kuflamim Beis, the way he sets it up is that there's a three-way kilo, like a three-way machlokes tanoim. It doesn't shim, you have to know how this Rashi over here stims with Xeris Tail and in Rameir, but the way he says it is that there's three-way machlokes in Tashmishim. L'divra Rameir, Gagin, Rishos La'atzman, Matatlam, Yizel, Azev, Afilu, Shel, Bailam, Harbe. V'chatzeris, Rishos La'atzman, Matatlam, Yizel, Zubal, Erev. So in Rameir, every single Rishos is separate from the other one. We see a shinuim, Rishos, Rishos, Mekoyach, the Tashmish from the Gag is significant, and the Koyach, the Tashmish of the Chatzer is significant, v'chul. Udivir Chachomim, Gagin v'chatzeris, Rishosachas. Karfif, Rishos is separate. Udivir Rishim, and Kulim, Rishosachas. Lohitz bin Abatim. So the only shinui that's Vada is from the Batim, and everything else depends on Machlikas. Now, Bemis is that this issue is Gufa, I think, going to come out. What you're saying is Pashtus in the Rambam is Gufa Machlokes Tanoim between Rameir. And in other words, in Rashi, we're saying that the Yisod of the Ikar Takana was Shinui Rishuyas. And everyone's masking that any Shinui Rishuyas should also affect that there's a Shinui Rishuyas. And the Machlokes is, where do we see the Shinui Rishuyas? Do we see it in even the slight Shinui in Tashmish between Chatzar and Karfif, or is it only from Bayis to Gag and Karfif like Rabbi Shimon? Now in this Shitas HaRambam, which is also the Shitas HaRitzva, that says that the Shita of Rabbi Shimon is only by Trey Gavri. So the Shaila is, what do they do with the Raya, the Magen Avraham's Kasha? What do they do with the Raya from Chavdalit? It says Beferish over there, this thing that it was started off as one chatz, as one chad gavra, and the Gemara says that it's part of mulu l'makom asula in the rabbanon, kimta, but in the rabbanon says it's a, so, which is Rashi's raya, This is Magen Avraham asks kasha. This Gemara's mavur over there. The Gemara's mavur over there that chad gavra's aser in the rabbanon. So, huh? What does it have to do? So Chatzir is also Chad Gavra there. It was also Chad. The point is that there's no Shinu Bailam over there. If you're taking from the part of the Chatzir that was Nizra to the part of the Chatzir that's not Nizra, there's no Shinu Bailam. All of a sudden you sold it to someone else when you were Zira. It was yours before you started. You were allowed to carry there.
Yeah, but in the Karfif, it's not.
You
can't
be near. Well, you were Zira. What happened? So it became someone else's now? So the. so Bemis is the Shita Saritva over there, B'Shem the Ra'a. The Ratzva himself says it over there. But the Achronim, which is, there's a Yeshuas Yankiv, very nice, on that Magen Ram beginning of Shanayin Beis. It's really the same thing in the Beis Meir and Shin Nun Ches, that they say in the Rambam, and basically they're a voice of the Ratzva, that this Gemara that says Bechad Gavra Zoser is taka only in the Rabbanan and Rameir. In Rabbanan and Rameir, taka Chad Gavra is going to be Aser. Because Rabbanan and Rameir held the whole reason they Aser, Gagi and Chatzeris, is they taka see that the Shinui in Tashmishim, Shtel Zavek, the Shinui Yeshuyas. So Mimela, and maybe there's a machlokes how far to go in that. Is it from Gag to Chatzar, Gag to Karfif, Gzeres Tel, whatever? Is it only from Chatzar to Karfif? That was machlokes between the mayor and the Chum, but the story that's building out the Shinui Yeshuyas over there is the Tashmish, and that's what they took out of the Gzeres Mibayis Labayis. The Gzeres that was Nischadish, Mibayis Labayis, was be Yisoyed Mitzad the Shinui Tashmishim. So Mimela, they extended that to these Shinui Tashmishim. And that's Takamavor in the Gemara. But Rashi, that was Mechiach, from there to Reb Shimon, that's what the Rambam, and that's what the Ritzah is arguing on. Only in that point, in Reb Shimon. In the Chacham, they agree. In the Chacham and Rameir, they agree. It's just the Shaila about Reb Shimon. That the Rambam held that Reb Shimon took out a whole new thing. Reb Shimon held that the whole chiluk was only chiluk d'urin. The gzeir, and what I'm saying is, what did he see was in the gzeiras, the Chazal semi bias abayis, that they said shinu d'urin. Okay, so they only see shtarka d'urin and bias. That's memel according to Reb Shimon. The only you have to have one bias is a dar, and then he's going to someone else's gag and karfif, but. The soida is that the shinui tashmishin doesn't make the shinui diurin, the shinui rishuyis. It's only the shinui. I'm sorry, the shinui tashmishin doesn't make it. It's only the shinui diurin. That's why he requires diurin over there. And that's good for the nekuda that Reb Shimon's arguing according to those rishayim. That's Mamish Mavur over there in the Achrayim. So that's how they answer the kasha. So it comes out that the whole Rambam that's saying that the Magen Avraham brings. And the Ritva, even though the Ritva B'Shem Rabbi Seven Chav Gimel, that says like that is only going in Reb Shimon, and the Chacham Taka say not like that. Masha'in Kain, Rashi held that even Reb Shimon B'Yisoidai, the Nekud is that my bias and your bias. That's shells of like a separate since the dira and the person in the bais is kiveya the oifin atashmish. The bais is where you live, so mainly we see a shinu tash a shinu rishri is already between bais and bais, and it's al derech everything else also. So they would come out that bekitzer. Is that it's shugapung for careful what the Gaon Yaakov started off. The Gaon Yaakov started off saying that it's more mistaver the Ritva and the Rambam because then the Yisrael is Shinu Diurin. Since the Yisrael is Shinu Diurin, it's part of the Takana of Erev Chatzeres. It's really, if you go into what they hold Erev Chatzeres, it's really the opposite. That according to the Rambam, the Iker Erev Chatzeres is only to Chatzer. And Mamele, there was a new Takana, Tez Yom Tov says, Mibayis Labayis. And the question, Machoikis Rishoinim, Machoikis Tanoim, is what was the yisod of that takana? Was the yisod of that takana to see a shinui in tashmishim between bais labais and mela? It's true by gag l'chatz chatzah karfif also. Or Shimon held only shinui in bailam, and that's why it's me bais labais. Masha'en kein Rashi held that shinui tashmish is an oifin to see a shinui in rishus, and mela the whole thing is telling the shinui in rishus. The ma'isa, just one haisafa, is that this idea that you could use, like they're saying in the Rambam. Maybe in Rashi also, it's a little bit miskarev. Okay, we'll have to see later. We'll have to see on Daf Tzadi Aleph on the Beis. Rashi has some places where the Shinu Diurim is going to make a chiluk. We have to work it out. The Lechayra, the Pshat is that really the Marsha asks on the Rashi we had here. The Rashi says, Aval, in the Gemara, in the when the Gemara is explaining the Chachamim in Rameir, it says, V'ishal beis asayim etalton tiltol gomer. Avol mehen l'chatzeres, loy de loy domu l'chatzeres. Chatzir Karfif is not good. The Chatzir Shus Shutfis, the Karfif is Shus Hayachid. So the Marsha asks, why, I mean, points out that Rashi is saying something different than what he said later. But, not for now, but I think it's from Mavor, from Tzadi Amud Beis. All Rashi means to say, it doesn't mean to say, the Goyin Yankov asks Akasha, that, what's he saying? Chatzir Shus Shutfis, the Karfif is Shus Hayachid? So all of a sudden now we're going on Shuni Bailim? So he asks Akasha, Rav Shimon should agree to that then. Shimon doesn't argue on Shinu Bailim, like Erev Chatzeres. Shimon only argues on Shinu Tashmishim. So why is Rav Shimon argue on this if that's the chiluk between Chatzer and Karf? So the Teretz is that a Chatzer Rishus Shutves, a Karf Rishus Yachin, is not coming to make a Shinu Bailim. It's coming to say that the way it's being used by the Bailim is Kaveh a different Tashmish. So it could be we could use the Bailim in Rashi also to be Kaveh a Tashmish, but that's a separate Machshava. Right, that's what I'm saying. So that could be that with that Yisoid, we can answer some of the questions that's going to come up later. The good thing I wanted to bring out was Machlokes Rashi and Rambam in the Ikar Takanas Erev Chatzer. So maybe that plays a role in how they understood Bais HaBais, whether that's included in that a new Takanas. Okay, fine.